usually happens. Something wonderful.
That including planets, stars, galaxies, the contents of intergalactic space, the smallest subatomic particles, and all matter and energy. The observable universe is about 28 billion parsecs, 91 billion light years in diameter at the present time, with the size of the whole space unknown, and maybe infinite. Observations on the development of physical theories have led to inferences about the composition and evolution of the universe. It is customarily defined as everything that exists, everything that has existed, and everything that will exist. According to our current understanding, it consists of three constituents: space-time, forms of energy, including electromagnetic radiation and matter, and the physical laws that relate to it.
Apollo 11, this is Houston. You
at 1 minute. Trajectory and guidance looks good, and our stage is good.
We get there, the less worth is the place of arrival, because you've eliminated the distance between us, and that's what makes the difference between here and there. We'll be right back.
Shore, we've learned most of what we know. Recently, we've waded a little way out, maybe ankle deep, and the water seems inviting. Some part of our being knows this is where we came from. We long to return. And we can, because the cosmos is also within us. We're made of star stuff. We are a way for the cosmos to know itself.
The entire Earth is but a point, and the place of our own habitation but a minute corner of it, said Marcus Aurelius. And yet, there is no sign of humans in this picture. Not our reworking of the Earth's surface, not our machines, not ourselves. We are too small. Consider again that dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering. Thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines. Every hunter and forager. Every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there on the mote of dust. Suspended in a sunbeam. The Earth is a very small stage in a vast cosmic arena.
As the snow flies. Has a beginning in real time, at the Big Bang. And it may well have an end, if it collapses to a big crunch. But in imaginary time, it has no beginning or end. Rather, imaginary time is closed in on itself, like the surface of the Earth. The surface of the Earth doesn't have any beginning or end. I know, because I have been round the world, and I didn't fall off. Individual particles can travel through imaginary time, and arrive back at an earlier real time. But I don't believe that people will ever be able to travel back in time, like in the film, Back to the Future.
Seashell to my ear, and it all comes back. That day. a house built out of stone. Wooden floors, walls, and window sills. Tables and chairs worn by all of the dust. This is a place where I don't feel. This is a place where I feel at home.
Stars and not down at your feet. try to make sense of what you see, and wonder about what makes the universe exist. Be curious. And however difficult life may seem, there is always something you can do, and succeed at. It matters that you don't just give up.